Well, hello guys, and as you know, to provide you with important information, I go through a lot of cheap sort of papers that are kind of ragmags, and I leave no stone unturned. Well, here's some important information. Apparently, scientists from the British Columbia, that's Canada, have calculated of somebody being killed by a falling rocket while they're on an airplane. Oh, I know everybody wants to know that one. What the hell scientists are these? You can imagine some physics scientists saying, hey, I say, Bill, why don't we do a sort of calculation? Well, the chances of somebody being actually killed while on a plane, when a rocket falls out the sky, I'll say. Oh, yeah, that'd be a great idea. I was going to build an antimatter power coupler that would provide power for 100 years. But your idea sounds more interesting. Hey, don't forget to get the beer. Molson?
Yep.
Who's paying these scientists anyway? Anyway, the outcome was 1 in 2,200. That's in a year, that would be. And I guess they also mean the disintegration of, say, a satellite or something like that. Because there's so much debris in space. It's got to come down sometime. So when you take your next airplane ride, and you get insurance, of course, don't forget to mention, does it cover that? And they'll probably say, no, but it can do, for another $10,000. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Don't forget, important information you always get from Solo Man. You take it easy now.